Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Dineen. Pianist Roman Rabinovich and cellist Camille Thomas will perform a concert of classical music at Interlochen Center for the Arts tonight. They're joining us in Studio A today, and welcome to you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
When did the two of you begin performing together? How did that come about?
Tonight will be the big night because it's the first time we are performing together, so we are very excited about it. We have a lot of concerts next season together, but yeah, tonight is the first.
A premiere.
Exactly.
Yes. We met for the first time yesterday. We flew to Interlochen in the afternoon, and we had a very enjoyable rehearsal in the evening. When there's musical understanding, there's no need too much to rehearse. It kind of falls into places, you know, and you have to open your ears and just listen. That's hopefully what we'll do tonight.
Yes, that's the magic with music. You don't need words. So just need to play and to feel each other. And that's really what happened yesterday. So it was very beautiful. We decided to play Franck Sonata because it's so beautiful. And Messiaen, Louange à l'éternité de Jésus, which is a very special and very moving piece with a special history. And
can you tell us the translation of that title?
It's a prayer, actually, for the eternity of Jesus. Yeah. And actually, Messiaen wrote this in 1941.
Concentration
camp in Germany. He was a prisoner there, and he composed this piece for his fellow prisoners. So it's a piece called Quatuor pour la fin du temps, for the end of time. And it was premiered in this camp, in 1941, and it's for clarinet, piano, cello, and violin. And this cello movement is, it's a very slow thing, and it's really incredible to see that Messiaen wrote this in that place with probably no hope, you know, so full of despair, and it's so full of hope, full of light, and it's a prayer that really give you the impression of eternity. So it's incredible. I think it's one of the most beautiful things.
And that's what the audience who comes tonight can look forward to hearing that.
Exactly.
What else will be on the program?
Well, we're starting from Mendelssohn's song Without Words. And it's a short, little, very charming piece. Very beautiful. In the best Mendelssohn style, you know.
And that's one you brought to play for our studio today.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Song Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by cellist Camille Thomas and pianist Roman Rabinovich in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. Roman and Camille, what do you most hope when you perform the audience takes away with them at the end of a program?
Happiness. No, I mean, for me, I'm so happy to share the music, to play the music, but to share it because it gives so much to the world. You know, it amplifies every emotions when you're in love and you listen to something, you're even more in love. You know, when you're sad, you're more sad, but it helps also because the music is healing. And that's what we try to just be the interpreter of this magnificent pieces of music and to give that to the public, like, yeah, and to give them a piece of happiness, of beauty.
And you mentioned, of course, the Mendelssohn you played will be on the program, and the Messiaen. What else?
Shostakovich Sonata, which is one of the greatest cello sonatas in the Romantic style, really. And we'll finish with Franck Sonata.
Yes, and the Franck Sonata you mentioned before is because it's so beautiful. And is it right that originally was a violin sonata?
Yes.
And I've heard flutists play it, and tonight a cellist plays it. And is there a difference in the editions for each instrument, or do you play right from the violin score?
No, it's a transcription, but it's exactly the same notes. Actually, that's a little legend that we cellists, we like to say that at the beginning, Franck wanted to write a sonata for cello. So apparently the first movement was he thought writing that for the cellist. But then his very good friend, Eugène Isaïe, the great Belgian violinist, he had his wedding and he wanted to give him a wonderful wedding gift. So he gave him this sonata as a wedding gift.
Which he played on the spot. Apparently, that's what the legend says. On the day, he just performed it.
So he had to be very inspired and very much in love, right?
Exactly.
An amazing musician to read it from the manuscript.
Yeah.
You said that if the audience is happy enough tonight, there might be a little surprise at the end. But I hope you'll give us another piece of music here in the studio as well. Do you have another to play?
Yeah, we could maybe play this encore.
That sounds great. What is it?
Après un rêve, so After a Dream, from Gabriel Fauré.
Camille Thomas, the cellist, and pianist Robin Rabinovich on Interlaken Public Radio in Studio A. Thank you. Après un rêve by Gabriel Fauré on Classical IPR. That was pianist Roman Rabinovich and cellist Camille Thomas performing in Studio A. And tonight, when they perform in the Dendrinos Chapel Recital Hall at Interlaken, you can hear Messiaen, Franck, Shostakovich, and Mendelssohn. For more on that performance, you can go to tickets.interlaken.org. Camille and Roman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Special thanks to Monica Yost for production assistance. I'm Nancy Dineen. Thank you for listening.
This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.